hopefully we can, next week, you know, they're saying, can we believe the Titans have never been 5-0? So let's see if we can make that happen.
How daunting of a task is it this Sunday?
It's just as tough as the first week, if not tougher. You know, they're coming in with two great running backs. I think that Adrian Peterson is one of the best running backs that I've seen, young running backs that I've seen in this league, probably since I've been in the league. And Chester Taylor is definitely no slouch. I remember him in Baltimore. He runs well in Minnesota. Actually, sometimes it's hard to tell when you just watch a film, you know, who's running the ball, just because they both run as hard and as well.
The fact that you guys gave up 100 yards to a running back last week, does that motivate you this week to not let it happen again?
Very much so. You know, Slayton, you know, he did a good job of hitting the holes that were open. And, you know, it kind of hurts us a little bit. But it's all good. You know, hopefully we got the situation corrected. And we know for one thing for sure is going against Peterson and Taylor, we definitely have to bring our A game.
What makes Peterson so good?
The way he hits the hole. He hits the hole straight downhill, you know, hard and fast. And the thing is, he has, you know, the moves of a back that weighs maybe 180. So for a bigger running back, he's definitely the complete back. And Chester Taylor hits it kind of the same way. And, you know what I mean, they both have the ability to take it the distance. So we definitely got to be on point.
Here you go. I know his nicknames all day.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'll leave that one alone for right now.
You look at the field on Sunday, you're going to have Kerry Collins out there, Gus Frerotte, Kevin Mawai, guys who have been around since the Stone Age. What do you take from them, you know, their longevity, things that maybe you can learn from them?
I definitely love the game. You know, playing that long, you definitely are committed to the team that you play with and more so to your teammates. So definitely just having Kerry around here the last few years, you know, you're able to see, you know, the commitment that those older guys take, the approach that they take, as well as Kevin. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that they went out there last week and got a win with Gus Frerotte at all.
You remember how many years ago it was Frerotte got that touchdown and headbutted his own head?
Oh, yeah. When he got that bonehead play. I don't know, but he's been in the league 15 years, so somewhere in between there.
Keith, do you change tackling tactics depending upon the running back, or do you hit people the same way all the time?
I believe the only bad tackle is a missed tackle, so I just try and get to the ball as fast as I can and bring them down. I'm not going to say that I change my tactics up. You know, every running back brings something different to the table, whereas Fred Taylor, you can't wait on him. He's going to make you miss. Kind of similar to the guys that we're going to play this week. You know, they kind of try and sit you down with their shake moves, and then they can use their speed to get out of sticky situations. So now the best way to do it is just, you know, go in and hopefully you make a play.